I understand that you do have a bit of a family obsession when it comes to jigsaws. Can you trace that back to a point at which it began, perhaps?
Oh, right back to my childhood. I think my sister came back from England and she had a lovely jigsaw of Edinburgh Castle, and I used to do that quite frequently. Right. And gradually the numbers of jigsaw puzzles sort of increased from there, and the size of the jigsaw puzzles increased and until this final exponential zip to 24,000 pieces.
And prior to this, what would have been the biggest jigsaw that you would have attempted, do you think?
We've got a 9,000-piece jigsaw we did twice. We do one every Christmas because Christmas is a quiet time of the year where there's nothing else to do. We fills up our spare time and we have a lot of fun with jigsaws.
Do you have a preferred sort of, I don't know, scene perhaps or theme when it comes to puzzles, or is it just really the challenge that's the attraction?
Oh, it's the challenge. It's the challenge of doing the whole thing.
Now, when it came to this one then, just explain for us how this came about. How did you discover it in the first place?
My son found it on the internet. He was looking for a Christmas present for us, and he found an 18,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that didn't excite him because it was divided up into separate sections with big black lines, and he wanted a picture that was all in one piece. And he kept looking and eventually found this with 24,000 pieces, and he thought he was not going to give that to his parents, so he decided to keep it himself, but on the condition that we helped to do the jigsaw puzzle. So he told us this jigsaw puzzle was arriving, and it was bigger than the last one we'd done, but he never told us how many pieces were in it, and made us agree to do it with him.
And what was your reaction then when it did arrive?
Ouch! 24,000 pieces, that's a lot.
And the picture itself as well, I mean, it's quite... it's an expansive picture, isn't it? There's a bit of everything in here, really. There's everything basically. What's it called? This one?
Life. Right. It's called Life, and it's a fantastic picture because it's such a busy picture. It's got planets, it's got balloons, it's got sailing ships with their coloured sails. It's got birds, animals, fish, corals, an undersea city.
This is credited with being the world's biggest jigsaw? Are we 100% on that?
As far as we know from the internet, this is the world's biggest jigsaw puzzle. Right. And as far as we know, we completed it as a job lot of 24,000 pieces in the fastest time in the world. Right. It comes packed in four plastic bags, and you can do a quarter at a time, and people have done that and in a quicker time than us, but that's just the same as doing four 6,000-piece jigsaw puzzles in a row, really. But we mixed all the pieces in together, poured them out on the table. It was an enormous pile of pieces. It took days just to go through and sort them. And everyone sorted them different ways, and we all got angry with each other for sorting them in different ways and found pieces that we wanted in different piles, and everyone was getting shirty with everyone else. But eventually we unscrambled it, and there it is.
Making the decision to mix everything up then would have increased the challenge by, well, fourfold, I imagine. So in its original four packets, it's in four distinct sections, is it?
Yeah, it was packed in four distinct quarters. The cut of the jigsaw puzzle allows for that. But when we got that, we just said, no, that's just too wussy to do that. We wanted the real ultimate challenge of doing the whole thing. It has been done over a weekend by a couple of hundred people who did it in four sections and had 50 people working on each one, you know. So it can be done with a big team effort quickly, but we wanted to do it as a whole jigsaw puzzle with all the pieces mixed together.
The size of it as well, do you know what the exact dimensions are?
4.28 by 1.57 metres.
Having tipped all the pieces onto this table then, I imagine the pile would have been enormous that you were started with, at least, what, about a foot and a half high possibly? And because I know how big.
It was about a foot high, and then we just gradually sorted it into boxes. You know, yellow pieces went there and blue bits went there and funny fish went there and planets went somewhere else and animals went somewhere else and the zebra and the tiger and the leopard were easy to find. So they sort of came out fairly quickly and gradually you'd sort of say, oh, I want all the bits of blue sea. So you'd go through and find all them and put them together.
When it came to putting it together, where did you start? Do you do the edge first and then build in, or how do you approach it?
Edges always come out first, and you always do the edge first. Mm. And then the easily identifiable animals were done next, and the sails on the yachts were done, and the balloons, because they're multicoloured and all individual different colours. And from there, gradually, and some of the fish were done too as separate things, because they've all got their own special textures and colours. And from there, it just started to unfold.
And how did you divide up the actual working on it? Were certain sections allocated to certain people, perhaps? Or how did that work?
More or less. My son did the balloons and the sailing ships and most of the sky. I did some of the animals and the sea along the middle and the sea on the right-hand side. My wife did most of the ships, the fish and coral, and other people just came along and put pieces in here, there and everywhere. And in the end, after we'd got most of it done, it was just a free-for-all, everyone just going crazy, putting the last 1,000 pieces in, which happened on a weekend.
Just talking about the actual construction, so it wasn't entirely smooth sailing when it came to putting it together, because you all have different ways of approaching the sorting and so on of the jigsaw?
Exactly. I would just put all pieces with blue on them in a big box, and my wife would divide it into different shades and different textures and have about 5 different piles where I'd just have one, and sometimes we'd find corals mixed in with other bits and pieces, and the bits with stars on them were in with the bits with something else on them, and we were at loggerheads sometimes with the way we sorted things. But eventually, if you had a particular project, say doing the rainbow, well, you just have a rough idea where to go to look for rainbow pieces, and you just pick them all out and have a go.
So how did this affect the mood of the house while this was all going on? Were there days perhaps when everyone was not talking to each other because everyone's methods were clashing perhaps?
Oh, no, it never got that bad. There was a bit of a problem because the boys wanted to take the ones with a funny shape away and deal with them some other way, and my wife didn't want that to happen. So there's a little bit of tension there, but we got through it. She still found plenty of things to do while we had the funny shapes, in another corner.
This is a jigsaw by committee, wasn't it? Who was actually in charge here?
That was the problem. No one was in charge and everyone had their own ideas. Well, can I say this? When a woman is on a committee, she is in charge, but the men mightn't necessarily cooperate with her.
You're suggesting there was a bit of underhand jigsaw puzzling going on here?
Absolutely. Yeah. There was a bit of, we were having problems cooperating at times, but each piece that went in just made the problem that much easier to solve, and that was the main principle.
Are you being kind here? Are you being mild with your description of personal relations?
Oh, no, we were still good chums, but there was just some tensions there.
What was the total time then? Again, from the first piece being put down to the last piece being stuck in the jigsaw?
We opened the packet on the 23rd of December at 7:30 p.m.
With great ceremony, I can tell.
And by about 9 p.m. on the 1st of March, that was the Sunday, we'd put the second last piece in, and then my wife found the last piece in the plastic bags the next day. So 68 or 69 days, whichever way you like to look at it.
Because there were a couple of upsets along the way. You mentioned that the last piece was lost but recovered. I understand another piece was modified somewhere.
It ended up in the mouth of an 18-month-old and was sort of chewed. It's still, you can still put it in the puzzle, but it doesn't look right, and we've sent away for a replacement. So we're waiting for that.
So what was the hardest section? Was the blue sea the hardest section?
Yeah, that blue sea, under the bit under the blue sea, yeah.
Finally having it completed then in front of you, what was the feeling like when that last piece went into place?
Well, it was great to finish it, but since then we've felt a little bit depressed because there's no jigsaw puzzle to do, because the thrill of coming home to do another few pieces of jigsaw puzzle was something to look forward to every time you got in your car to come home from wherever. Or before you go into bed, you put some more pieces in. Or before tea, you'd put some more pieces in. And now there's nothing to do in those times. And we're a bit, your mood drops a bit. It's like you've climbed Mount Everest. What do you climb after that?
There must be other 24,000 piece puzzles out there, surely.
Not as far as we know.
Oh, really? Now, what's the plan for it from here then? Because it's obviously at the moment it's sitting in your lounge room, and people will be able to see it this weekend, which is very kind of you. But once that's out of the way, what's going to happen with it then?
It's going to be mounted and put on the wall at my son's house. When we got the jigsaw puzzle, he had the plans for the house all signed, sealed and delivered, the house ready to go. Mm. And we thought, I wonder if we'll have the jigsaw puzzle finished by the time the house is built. Well, the last piece went in before the first sod of soil was even turned on the house block. So we beat the builders fair and square.
Did they have to redesign the house to make a wall big enough to cope with this, or no. Was there always going to be a wall for this jigsaw?
They always knew that this was going to fit in their house, so that was one of the reasons they got it.
Now, what's the plan for the weekend then? So people can come. How are you going to do this? Because it's upstairs, in a room upstairs. Are you going to have it roped off, or are you going to let people get up close to it?
As long as people don't touch the jigsaw puzzle, we're happy for them to come as close as they like. The idea is they can come between 2:30 and 5:30 on Saturday or Sunday, pay $5, which will go to chaplaincy, and come and see our jigsaw puzzle.